The Washtenaw County Commissioners have made the community safety net, increased economic opportunity, mobility and civic infrastructure, and reducing environmental impact their four top budget priorities. To ensure progress is made in these priority areas, the county will create five work groups, one for each priority area and one for overlapping areas, to develop specific metrics and measurements to monitor various programs. County Commissioner Felicia Brabeck says these groups will continue work beyond the initial budgeting to ensure programs are helping the county get where they want it to go.
What big change do we want to see happen? And what do we want to see for our community? Then I envision in 2014 looking at what are the strategies, what are the metrics by which we are going to measure if we're meeting that goal, and the approximations of meeting that goal. So it'll be really clear for us, okay, we said we want to do this. We're going to put money behind the programs that help us get there. Instead of, oh, we like that program. That's a good program. Let's fund that.
Brabeck says the change is a shift from a tactical approach to more of a strategic and longitudinal focus on budgeting. While the resolution is centered on investing in the community, the county still faces a structural deficit, although not quite as large as previously feared. County Administrator Verna McDaniel says the increase in the cost for retiree pension and health care is about $2 million less than previously estimated for next fiscal year.
The good news is that it's not as high, but what we have to be concerned about is that it did increase. It's going to continue to increase each year, likely, because that's been the trend. And so we have to face these obligations.
McDaniel says thanks to the slower growth in retiree obligations and eliminating a $1 million contribution to the county reserves, the structural deficit now stands at about $3.9 million. The proposed 2014 through 2017 budget is due in early October. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.